an artificial egg, or did she have another name for it?
No, I can't remember. What she called it?
Well, let's see. But, yes, go ahead.
It's a little white thing. We're made of glass. I can't remember what
All right.
she called
well,
it.
Well, maybe this will help you a little bit. When you're using some very good dishes, let's say we're setting a table with the very best dishes, what did you ever see an egg made out of the same material of the good
China.
Dishes? Pardon me?
China.
Yes. Have you ever heard an egg called that?
Well, maybe that's what she called it, a China egg. It was looked like glass.
All right. All right.
She used to put them in the nest to get the hens started, she said. Like them young hens, she always called them pullets.
Pullets?
Pullets, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You know, then after a while, when they started laying, she called them a hen.
Yes, right. All right, well, you remember all those terms. That's great. I don't know that I would have remembered as well as you, Lucille. And maybe it's because you're younger than I am.
No, I'm old.
No, you're not. What would you use to carry water in?
Jug.
All right, now let's say you're going to be carrying some water out to the animals. What would you carry it in?
A bucket.
A bucket, mm-hmm. All right. Would that be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
Metal. Mm-hmm. And what would you call something, a bucket like, or a large open container about the same size as a bucket but made out of something else?
A pail.
All right. What sort of container would you use to carry food out to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
All right. And now back into the house. Let's go back into the kitchen. Now we fed the pigs. It's about time we eat, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's say we're going to have some eggs. What do you fry your eggs in, Lucille?
A skillet. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't call them skillets now, you know, they call them frying pans and things. But I always call them a skillet because that's what they used to say, skillet.
Yes, indeed, they still call them skillets. They call them everything from, would you like to hear what all a skillet is called?
Yeah.
Some people call them fry pan, some call them spider. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you ever call a skillet a spider?
No.
All right. What was your old skillet made of?
Animal iron skillet.
That fries them best of all, doesn't
it? Yes, ma'am. I got two now that I do all of my frying in.
Nothing like it. And they don't wear out the way Teflon does.
No, they don't. And I wish I could find me one of them black pots. My grandmother had one and it got broke. You remember they used to have a thing hanging down the chimney and hang it on there and cook in them.
Those big kettles.
Yeah.
And what did you call it?
A pot.
Yes. Yes, that's what
and
they were.
And then we had a wash pot. It was a big old thing that we washed on the outside.
What did you wash
in? Clothes.
Wash clothes?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
That's what the boiling clothes in. See, we used to have to wash with our hands. In tubs, these big tin tubs.
Yes.
And we had a rub bowl. This rub bowl was made of tin, you know, with little creeps in it. And you rub them clothes on there to get the dirt out of them. And then you put them in that pot and boil them. Then you took them out and rinsed them and hung them on your clothesline.
All right, now, what did you call that little board that you rubbed the clothes on?
A rub bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made of tin.
Yes.
And you scrub my knuckles off.
I know. And then you took them out of the water, and then what did you do with them?
Put them in a pot and